Greetings, and welcome back to Heyoka King Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Reiner, and let's get into those wisdoms. There's a little bit of a special going down. We're going to talk about the wisdom of the Shadow Self. The Shadow Self through the eyes of the Grand Mountain Spirit. The Mountain Spirit was unique because its strength learned from nature. A unique elemental stone of earth upheaved by tectonic erosion. Like a beautiful ceremonial magic, cool, majestic creature that looked kind of like an animal of beauty. Strolled upon in beauty with nature and mountain. Big water flow down. Big water flow. I found myself in a misty land. These weren't just people. These were the people of the mountain, like me. They had all smiles, eagerly worn of warriors' faces. Beautiful mountain. When I looked for water, I couldn't find any. I wasn't a fan of eating. I wasn't a fan of much. I wasn't a fan of indulging in technology. I got so fucked up from doing the same fucking damn thing. Stares down at the ground. Sad that things worked out the way they did. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't expect things to turn into such shit. Now I'm scared. You know, I'm gonna admit I'm a little bit afraid. Even on this majestic mountain of gold, I can see it's all fake. Witches dancing like shadows in my memories. Shadows of my shadow self dancing in the haze. Oh, I'm only one that can feel the darkness can thank it's all the problems that I would go ahead and create. All the situations that I'd go and make myself. All the things I did wrong, all the things I would partake. Like to have a story where people can just say it don't mean nothing? How can you look at another person if it's just nothing?
Me and my boyfriend, we stopped doing drugs 2 months ago.
I want to eradicate the past. To find comfort from myself. Only comfort in yourself is the true boundary of the blessings of what the world is. For seeking destruction, spite. To wish evil upon someone else, and to do evil upon someone else, is the ultimate blasphemy. But to cast such love upon themselves, that one is indifferent to the wants, needs, and equal opportunities of others, may they be cast to a flame-filled lake where they can expire till they can realize that that was not the nice fucking thing to do. It was not fucking capping.
I'm hanging out.
I'll walk us through the strange, cold, white fog as I look and I see where I am. It's the streets, and it's winter. The streets of this old town, the melting snow. All you see is wet, brownish gray, and fucking brown and white. The sky's gray, the clouds, everything's just fucking wet and melting. But the fog is cold, bluish, white, wisping around. Where am I? This isn't just a memory. This is a dis-memory. A dis-memory was a dis-memory. A fragile collection of thoughts and ambitions that spread equally into oneself. A nightmare knows what it is. So you're not really the one that I've loved for so long that I let run off while I chased my guilty desires of being edgy and evil and bad and not good? No. All of that's gone. Those people don't live where they lived. They aren't the same people. They're all working different jobs, doing different things. What's the world relevant to? World's only relative to movement, man. That's it. You're supposed to just constantly change and adapt for us, but to try to share the love and joy of those around us. You could have shared the love and joy with the representation of what I am now. But you're fearful and confused and let another relationship afflict upon your mind. That was kind of childish and unattractive. This cold land seems so broken. It's not real. It's a representation of what you thought it was. See how electricity, the binding sort of electricity looking shit around us, is that kind of materializing your peripheral vision? It's all just a projection inside of your neurological realms. You're basically just outcasting yourself as a character sprite inside of this location, new memories. Now you're just consciously narrating that you are able to witness it. I start stomping and jumping around. I'm wearing the OG 2019 2020 Reiner fucking t-shirt. He's got some other cool slags that he fucking rocks around. It's interesting what kind of slags I used to use. My dregs were always like drugs. Sharp, fire, and kept me looking lifted. I was 100% casting my fucking oral decay right into my fucking atmosphere, just watching the world tremble. Dead souls. Oh no! Look at the time!
You're right. It's that time!
Light up! Soldier! Where are we? This is your acute memory now. The whispering cold winds that somehow brought memory. As I run through downtown, the closer I got, opened into what appeared to be a forest. A forest with seven naked witches dancing during some sort of ceremony, a tribal dance. I project myself here and I find only pain. This is the same day that I got fucking arrested for willingly going wicked fucking fast downtown, being a snasshole. My days were nearing. Ah, it's the Devil Man! Hell yeah, rock and roll! All of it a facade to try to be some sort of entity, an energy that I didn't agree with. See? Shit. And I battled him! And I went, I will use the polarized light to vanquish you. And the mighty beam beamed up. It was mighty. It was like, you're on! Huh. And I took out my temporal weapon and I fought this man with ability called Terra Graviton 4. A unique ability that brought the enemy down to his knees with the ability of, I don't know, 40 G's of the fucking Newtons. And then above that had the gravitational effect of, let's say, a pound per square inch of, five megatons. We get that? Look at the board. See that megaton? 20,000. That is a clean 100,000 pounds per square inch. Check this out. You ask, what's the AOE effect damage of this? I'd say, oh God, that's a good question. The area per circumferential damage, the circumference of this attack. Has a radial effect of about 15 feet, but you know, not that big, not that huge, you know? It's not small, but it's not huge, but I mean, I'd say that it's pretty close, you know, 15 feet away is like, you know, just your neighbor's mailbox. That's not that fucking far, you know? Like, that's one side of the street, the other side. But it entrapped him not only with the interesting attack, but a unique defensive warding technique. But was it all fucked up shit in my brain? I come here to fuck people's lives up. I'm the bad guy. No. Reuter's not a bad guy. He's just stupid and attention-seeking and gets angry and has a short fuse. I will defend him in power and form. No, you don't understand. He has no feeling behind his eyes. He is a demon, replicant of an old dead body. Smashed to smithereens, his soul in an attempt to understand the knowledge of how life works. Well, yeah, but now he's just more pissed off that everything's kind of dumb. You know,
Honestly, if you think about it,
ignorance is bliss, is it not? Being an observant person in the world can be tough for all people. You see how Rand holds his weapon in his left arm and in his right arm is his staff? That's unique, because in most people, it would be the other way around. But then on top of that, the staff can be flipped and turned into a unique sword. This sword has the ability of creation manifest. It is not the staff of Hermes. The staff, the rod of Acephalus, was given to the witch. I gave it to the witch, and then the witch stopped talking to me because I was crazy and fucked up on drugs. And really dumb and mean. And it didn't mean anything. So then he got the new staff with the moons and the feathers and the silver and gold leaf paints. It's just a replica of the effect of the original one. The original one was the true staff of destruction. And he gave it away as a spiteful creature. I said, with my passion lit, but sad eyes. Listen, I really love you. Maybe I might have said it more pathetically, but I don't know. I was high as shit. I am fucking scared, man. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't think you should give up what you're doing in life or something. But I wanted that. I wanted that with you. But I didn't like what I was doing. And I threw it all away to an empty avenue with a crazy persona instead of just a sad man that just didn't know what to do. Deranging himself, trauma, torment, one after another. My body became like steel. Upon that stone, upon that ancient material manifested in my mind and my bones that made me impervious to most attack, most physical pain. But my emotional heart became rage-filled, numb, and hollow. Walking through the forest, we find ourselves whittling away at the optional choice of insanity, howling like a beast, and pouncing and vaulting on all fours. We had an animalistic tendency, the ability to drive ourselves with the athletics of the animal movement set. Very powerful, very useful, honestly. The movement. The sword had the power to deal time damage. How does time damage work? Well, it's basically just damage that saps away at health, but has a radial effect similar to the radial effect of the holy lights. Festival bullshit, that one.
that one that gave Allure to that fucking beam of holy energy. This one was more of a unique celestial sort of magic, I suppose, that slowed people down in the same amount of radiate, you know, because basically the energy could change anything, but it changed the attack, but it couldn't change the fucking, you know, radial effect of the attack. So it was okay. Because people knew 16 feet, you're good. Counteract by combining the sword with the staff. The ultimate weapon has been forged. This weapon is so powerful, you don't understand. What do you mean? The Heretic's Moon. The Heretic Moon. The Heretic's Moon. It represents the sacrificial, the moon sacrificial blade, a celestial weapon that the moonlight sacrificial blade people be using. And what it does is it drives the moon power. Into the staff, increasing the magic by 15%, and then the sword creates a unique magical become not an evil demon man, but an evil celestially charged terror graviton suspender. He said, yo, I'm a Virgo. I can control the ground. That means I can manipulate gravity better than you. And lightning. No, he acquired the power of the sun. That. The Dill Moon. So it's the Dew Moon. The Dew Moon only comes out where there's a lot of dew. That's weird. And what's that do? Create more moisture. What's that do? Well, down the road, I deal more damage somehow. But I somehow instinctively know how to take advantage of it. And they say, Miss, aren't you supposed to be the Heyoka King? What happened to you having a staff and being a silly man that helps people with wisdom? You have a lot to learn if you think that that's the only side of bearable existences and who I am. This is who I would be if I was still with the Blood Rock. The bad guy, the Dead Star. The dead creature? The bad guy. That's him. Before that, Reiner found weapons in his right hand. Before that, his name was Reiner. Not Reiner. What happened? Death rot consumed in his mind. But in a different way, in that world, in that reality, in that dimension, that fucking location of the temporal galactic field of the fucking multiverse of possible existences. His eyes turned white. As he turned to the right, his left foot first. He had the ability now of frame shift. And other unique, hollow fucking abilities. He crawled through the mountains with his friends. The friends became less and less until he realized, man, you should probably try to get a house before the government won't let people own them. But something happened! I screamed out as the entropy lightning fractaled into my body. Whoa, wasn't my sword just in my right hand? Now it's in my left hand. It says that I'm only level 17. Darn it. That beats being level 67. But why? I have all the same attacks that I started out with my right hand. But now my weapons are in my left hand. And I don't have all of attacks that I would launch with my right hand. When I'm using the weapon with my left hand. Something I can't control right now. Which is still very odd. Ha! Ha! Check this out. The Lancing Thrust, the unique ability that can be applied. This attack is an ability, attack ability, that allows you to adjust a weapon forward with a spear-like thrust, or more like a lance-like thrust, I suppose. Oh, what's this attack? The double slice. Of course you can slice. But did you know that you can slice again right after? Master the double slice. You unlock the next ability. Whoa. My muscles seem to be activating on my left side better. Like they're more responsive. Whoa, what's this? Some steam is crazy. Am I getting my demon powers back? Ooh. Check this out. The triple slice has been acquired. You can now use dashing and running. Oh. That The Time Lord stab is what I'm shooting for tonight. That is a manipulation.